You're listening to the Global Heroes Podcast. Thank you for joining us today for the article, The Savvy Traveler's Guide to the History of Nebraska City. Ready? Let's jump in. Explore the historical roots of Nebraska City, a vibrant time capsule for explorers and historians alike. Founded in 1854, Nebraska City is one of the oldest settlements in Nebraska. Back then, it wasn't just a quaint town, it was a bustling hub, with pioneers charting their course westward and settlers putting down roots in the promising new territory. Steamboats navigated the waters, stagecoaches traversed the land, and the population boomed as the city thrived. One early resident was J. Sterling Morton, who arrived in 1855 as the young, enthusiastic editor of the Nebraska City News. A true nature enthusiast, Morton used his position at the paper to educate the public on the benefits of planting trees in the then treeless prairie. In 1872, 5 years after Nebraska became America's 37th state, Morton proposed an idea that would change the landscape, literally. He suggested that Nebraskans dedicate a day annually to planting trees. Arbor Day, as he called it, soon became a state holiday and has since grown to be recognized in all 50 states and many countries worldwide. Nebraska City's Arbor Day celebration, held on the last Friday in April, has evolved into a citywide extravaganza blending tree planting, conservation, fun, and education. But Nebraska City is not only known for being the home of Arbor Day. The community is rife with activities in September and October to celebrate a bountiful apple harvest, recalling more than 100 years of fertile and commercial orchards operating in and around the area. On the third and fourth weekends of September, revel in craft shows, museum tours, quilt displays, bull riding competitions, carnival delights, classic car showcases, and a parade with a marching band competition. But that's not all. The Applejack Festival also hosts water barrel fights, a progressive dinner, and the Taste of Applejack All Things Apple Recipe Contest, featuring apple-infused goodies to eat and drink. Meanwhile, throughout the fall, visitors to Arbor Day Farm can enjoy the tree adventure attractions, including trails in the Treetop Village and shop in the new Apple House Market. Kimmel Orchard and Vineyard offers you-pick opportunities and wine tastings, and visitors can see how apples are processed and cider is produced on-site. Wostrel Family's Union Orchard, located just north of Nebraska City, rounds out the trio of orchards with family-friendly events and a large outdoor pavilion. In the summer of 2021, Nebraska City added a new festival for Independence Day called Tree Stock. Weekend events include an all-day outdoor concert, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, a community worship service, a car show, a golf scramble, baseball, and, of course, fireworks. Shopping in Nebraska City ranges from boutique specialty shops to antique stores to general needs locations. Nebraska City boasts a thriving downtown district on Central Avenue as well as a commercial area on South 11th Street. Restaurants populate both areas, serving up fast food, fine dining, and everything in between. When it's time to unwind, Nebraska City offers various lodging options, including award-winning hotels, motels, campgrounds, and a charming bed and breakfast. Leisure seekers are spoiled for choice with three golf courses, a three-screen movie theater, a bowling alley, sand volleyball courts, a dog park, a multi-million-dollar aquatic center, tennis and basketball courts, pickleball courts, walking trails, nine museums, and art galleries. Don't miss the weekly farmers market and downtown movie series during the summer. For a comprehensive guide on all things Nebraska City, visit nebraskacity.com. Thanks for choosing Global Heroes as your positive news source. Be sure to check out our award-winning TV show, It's a Beautiful World. Now streaming on Prime Video in the US and the UK. Not from there? See clips and behind the scenes on Instagram at It's a Beautiful World_TV. See you next time.